I must admit, I did not hear the Blue Jays talk last night.
Oh, no.
Because I went to bed early. Fans
well,
happy?
There was no one who called in yesterday suggesting that they trade Melky Cabrera.
Okay. That's good. So that's progress. That's progress.
We did have a caller, though, who suggested that he had his 2015 lineup all ready for me, and I did let him continue after he got past the leadoff man, which was a mistake. But he had Colby Rasmus in the leadoff spot and Juan Francisco playing third every day next year.
Was this guy a Yankees fan?
I don't know.
Anyhow.
Yeah.
Anyhow. Hey, Mike, do we appreciate Batista enough in this city?
I do. I don't know that, I think that it's a Toronto. Well, let me rephrase that. I wonder if it's a Toronto thing to say, this guy's really, really good. Among the best there is in the game, we should trade him.
Well, it happens in other sports, too. Hey, Matt Sundin.
Yep. Yeah, so that's why I wonder if it's a Toronto thing. And the whole, you know, blow it up and rebuild next year, I don't know why you would do that. You have two elite-level sluggers in the middle of your order. You have Adam Lind, who's been baseball's best hitter against right-handed pitching this year, and a great bat in Jose Reyes. I don't know why you would blow that up because the pitching is young. So I do think, well, Batista, I guess, is underappreciated only because the Blue Jays as a whole are not top of mind for everybody all the time because they, you know, this is the first year that they've played any meaningful games in September in this century. And mm-hmm. I think that kind of leads to all of that. But, you know, you talked about how he's led All-Star voting twice. I mean, people know who he is, mm-hmm. and I think understand just how good this guy is.
Well, and that's the thing. Look, I mean, we know what All-Star voting is worth. We know all the issues we have with a lot of the starters in the All-Star game. But when a guy from this market can get all those votes, to be a two-time leading vote getter, you're not just getting votes from Jays fans or folks at the Rogers Center. You're getting that from a lot of places. And yeah, you know what? He's probably getting a lot from the Dominican Republic because people in the Dominican Republic do tend to support their own and they vote heavily that way. But all that aside, it seems to me it has to mean that people in other cities value this guy. And just the baseball fan values this guy.
I hope so. I wonder because, you know, I don't know that he has such a high profile across the game. But when you look at, you know, especially since around the All-Star break, like he's missed time with injuries 2 years before this year,
mm-hmm.
but not till after the break. So when you open the newspaper, but that's 15 years ago. When
right.
you look up the stats and who's leading and who's doing what, around All-Star time, you see Jose Bautista around the top of the league in home runs and an on-base percentage and an OPS, and he's always there. And the guy is an elite hitter. And if it was just the Dominican bump, and you look at it, we know that All-Star balloting is as pure a popularity contest as there is.
Mm-hmm.
If it was just about being Dominican and being popular, you would think that David Ortiz would lead the world
yep.
in All-Star balloting every year, and he doesn't. Jose
True.
Does.
Mike Wilner joins us on the Jeff Blair Show, 416-870-0590, *591-888-666-0590. Those be the numbers to call in. On social media, use the hashtag Blair Show. My Twitter handle is @SNJeffBlair. Mike Wilner's Twitter handle, of course, is @Wilnerness590. So I guess we don't have the debate anymore, do we, about whether or not the Jays should pick up Jay Happ's option. That's kind of gone by the wayside, I think, yes?
Which is amazing, because 2 years ago we were all saying, well, why the heck did you sign this contract? Why, you know, why give this guy 2 years? There was no reason to do it. Plus an option, are you nuts? And there you go. You know, the 10 wins aside, he's pitched awfully well this year. He was a kind of a feast or famine in the first half, but he settled in the second half. And this is a very, very good bottom of the rotation starting pitcher who you get for $6.7 million next year. I think that, it's an absolute no-brainer to pick up that option.
And he's a guy that, I mean, Joe Siddle talks about this a lot, and Buck and Pat have talked about it as well, and I know you guys have talked about it. It seems as if at some point he picked up 2 to 3 miles an hour in his fastball this year. It seems like it, you know. Just going off what the scoreboard, the radar gun says, and I know you can't trust those, but people around baseball, people with the Jays' opponents say the same thing. He seems to be throwing harder. I don't know if that's a mechanical adjustment or somehow he found 2 or 3 miles an hour extra.
Well, remember, they talked all spring training about arm angle, and we're changing this, and we think that's going to help. But you know what? When J-Hap was throwing 91, he was still striking people out with high fastballs, which is really, really hard to do. I mean, we saw how Brett Cecil just stopped being able to do that when he went down to 89, 90, 91. But Hap, and I haven't been able to figure it out yet, there's some sort of deception in his delivery that prevents people from picking the ball up. And now that we're seeing the occasional 95, it makes it that much harder.
Mike Wilner joins us on the Jeff Blair Show. Pretty good pitching matchup tonight.
Yeah, Cy Young Award winners, why not?
What did you
remember? You remember 2011, 2010, it might have been, the year that Jose Bautista hit 54 home runs. I guess it was 2010. Felix Hernandez pitched at Rogers Center the final week of the season.
Right.
And the Blue Jays beat him 1-0 on Jose Bautista's 50th home run. Do you remember who started that game for the Jays? A 1-0 win over Felix?
1-0 win over Felix.
I think I could give you 20 guesses.
No. Brian Tallett. Brian Tallett.
Sean Hill.
Oh. Travis actually guessed Brian Tallett.
Oh, well. I love Brian Tallett.
Sean Hill. Sean Hill. I remember Sean Hill vaguely.
There could be great pitching matchups for that. Well, he's from Mississauga. We love Sean Hill.
Right.
But this promises, on paper at least, to be a better matchup. But it should be a lot of fun. You know, RA's pitched really, really well since the end of April, and Felix Hernandez is Felix Hernandez. I would suggest taking the under in this game.
Yeah, I was going to say that. That's probably a safe bet. The Mariners look to me like a team that hadn't been in turf for a while last night. That doesn't explain everything, obviously, that went on out there. James Paxton was not good. He didn't have good command. But they really looked like a team that was defensively just on their back heels almost from the start. And maybe, Mike, maybe that comes from Paxton's start, a couple of walks, kind of sloppy all over the place. You almost lull yourself into a sense of not security, but you just lull yourself into being asleep half the time. And then all of a sudden, an artificial turf, when stuff starts to unravel, it can unravel very, very fast.
Yeah, we saw it with the Cubs. We saw it with the Giants last year. Kyle Seager, who's a really good defensive third baseman, got beat twice on balls to his left. Now, they were both rockets.
Right.
One of them by Edwin. I can't remember who hit the other one, but it really, really hard. But ground balls that third basemen usually make a play on, and they got on them quickly, and maybe it was the 6 walks that put you to sleep a little bit. And, you know, I don't remember when they played Tampa in Tampa. I think it was relatively recently, but that's the only other turf park. And it is a tough adjustment to make. And you take your ground balls and you try to get used to it, but then when you get a bazooka shot at you, you're going to have a problem. And that definitely helped the Blue Jays in the early going last night. Even a couple of choppers up the middle, the stuff that Dalton Pompey beat out. You know, I don't, maybe on grass you don't even have a play on it, but these are things that these guys just aren't used to doing. And it's a nice little home field advantage for the Blue Jays that shows up every once in a while.